Shadow puppets are believed to have first reached Indonesia around 800 AD, and they're still a vibrant part of village life on Bali. There, flat cutouts are silhouetted against a translucent screen by the flickering light of a coconut husk lamp. Interwoven plot lines involve religious and historical epics and characters that have continued through the ages. Right now, there's a contemporary twist on that tradition brewing at Kennedy Theater. Over the last 4 months, UH theater majors have been immersed in Balinese music and movement. They're presenting Subali Sugriwa, Battle of the Monkey Kings, in the new Wayang Listrik theater genre.
This is one of those amazing theater forms that you have to try everything on the screen to see if it works or it doesn't.
Director Kirsten Pauka says traditional wayang, shadow puppetry, is expanding to larger audiences and bigger venues. Contemporary Listrik wayang involves electric lighting and larger screens, 15 by 30 feet in this case, and along with the traditional puppets, shadow actors and dancers behind and in front.
And then as you try it out on the screen, a lot of new things happen that you could have not possibly imagined that suddenly work.
Think an ogre can be tiny or huge depending on how close to the screen he is. A torn napkin can seem a jagged cliff. Size, perspective, definition, multiple light sources, they play with all this, plus music and movement.
So it's a really very process-oriented creative process, you know, that you are creating it as a team as you go through it.
Prominent Balinese painter Made Moja designed and built all the scenery and masks.
Painting sometimes while the acting was going on, creating scenery around the actors as they were rehearsing. It's a really fascinating process.
Is that how it's normally done?
In this genre, yes.
Talk about community building. Puppet master Kitut Wirtawan says these productions are commonly done by community groups for local events. Co-director Annie Reynolds says training builds a movement vocabulary for the characters. She translates for Wirtawan.
You have to reflect your own internal spirit onto the shadow or through the mask. It's really from inside giving power to that puppet.
20 members of the UH Balinese Gamelan Ensemble perform the entire show, which is scored throughout by musician-composer Made Widana, who sings and drums. Widana's work in this contemporary shadow puppet theater style is rooted in tradition.
Absolutely, traditional have to keep first. Because like me, I studying with traditional and classic. If not, maybe I not understand if want to make a different styles.
Stories, movement, music that reinforce local values and traditions, and putting it all together. Together. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.